Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, January 21st. 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Looks like you're representing the Wizards because they can't represent themselves in the NBA.
Yeah, I figured I'd throw some whiz, some love, even though they've been disappointing and then never play.
Right.
We've got Jason Bishop.
Hello, John Paul Flame.
I think we've asked you before. It's not. Is that a Pirates hat or
no? It's a Puma. It's a Puma.
Puma, Ricky. Come on. You know what the Pirates logo looks like after all these years, JP.
Not really. I would imagine they have a hat with a P.
It's not a boring silver P. It's like a yellow or like a gold P.
Well,
on a black hat. That
doesn't look that silver to me here. But that might be my screen.
It is. No, it's Puma. My man Puma Pete hooked me years ago with this
hat.
There
you go.
And even if we don't have him on video, I believe Eric Bickle's here. Maybe not.
Mr. Bickle.
I guess we're working on it.
Maybe he bailed.
I thought he was on just a couple minutes ago.
We just had him.
He was, but
he'll be here.
You know how these shows go.
He'll join us shortly, I'm sure.
He said his internet went out.
Got you. Should mention on the program today, it's an open line Thursday. Kind of feels weird. Like last night I was feeling like it was a weekend, but it's not. It was a midweek day off.
I'll tell you what, I really sucked to sleep in till 8:15 yesterday.
Yeah, it was brutal, right?
It
was terrible.
So we return, and it's Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067. You can also text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number. Standard message data charges may apply. And always tweet us at Junks Radio. Mm-hmm. Also on the show today, Rick Snyder is going to join us, columnist for 106.7 The Fan, and our pal Neil Greenberg, who, of course, is a stats nerd for the Washington Post. He'll jump on at 9:20.
Do we have
a talk
for
the Caps?
Isn't
we
Thursday?
Do not.
Oh, okay.
I believe his run came to an end last week.
Oh, that sucks.
But we'll talk to Rick Snyder about what's going on with the Washington football team. It looks like not only will they have Marty Herney, they're going to have Martin Mayhew.
Yeah, they're hiring everybody named Marty.
Hey, right. My middle name is Martin. Do they want to stroke me big fat checks? I can consult them on, I don't know, fantasy-related issues. That's about it.
Would you move to Ashburn?
No, I would do it all telecommute.
Oh, okay.
Come on, right. I'd move to Ashburn.
Well, what if they said you can only have the job if you move to Ashburn? And
well,
you got to move.
Then I'd have to politely decline.
Really?
unless the job offer was out, like some outrageous sum of money, we have to take the financials into account.
An outrageous sum of money? Wouldn't a decent raise do?
What about a 30% raise? Would you move to Ashburn?
30% done.
40% I would consider.
I mean, Ashburn has everything only has cakes.
I would be in the consideration phase. They have a Wegmans, too. That's a
got a couple different Wegmans.
Yeah. Yeah. You have multiple Wegmans in Ashburn?
Well, one in Leesburg and one in Ashburn, yeah.
Impressive.
About equal distance.
I have to go to everything Germantown. You need. I have everything to go to Germantown if I want to hit a Wegmans, the closest one.
Yeah. It's but yeah, you're right. Far. So Mayhew is joining the club. I don't know exactly what his role is going to be, but he's going to be one of the execs, one of the football execs, leaving San Francisco and coming back home.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. So we'll get Rick Snyder's take, like I said, coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. What did you guys do for Inauguration Day?
Didn't watch the inauguration, that's for sure.
I second that. I did not watch. I watched a little bit after it was done, like the people walking through the Capitol for like 10 minutes. Uh-huh. And then I was like, this is kind of boring. So I turned it off.
So you missed.
I did not watch.
You missed J-Lo. You missed Garth Brooks.
Missed
the swearing in.
I missed Gaga. I missed everything.
I watched a little of the coverage last night. I actually was falling asleep really early. Then I – dumb move. See, I should be like Jason. If I'm tired, just go to bed. Mm-hmm. And, our little one, it takes a while. You know, we do a bath, read books, and then sometimes she just doesn't go to sleep.
Sometimes she just – yes, she's not interested.
So sometimes she's like
– she wants to live her life.
Sitting on my lap, we have like this rocking chair. And I'm reading books, and then I gave her my phone because we have ABC Mouse, which is like a learning app. And I started dozing off and then eventually get her to sleep. And I should just go right to sleep, but I turn on the TV, and every channel had Tom Hanks doing some sort of inauguration recap or introduction. And the part that I really saw was just the fireworks. And the fireworks display in D.C. last night was amazing.
And you
That's
know what?
I'll say.
We heard that in the O-Town, and I didn't know what it was. Like,
really?
I was already in bed, and there was
you thought
weird...
it was probably a terrorist attack, knowing how your mind works.
I didn't think it was that, but I was like, is there an animal like outside the house making a bunch of noise? Like, I went outside, like out
you
the front door.
You actually went outside to look?
Yeah, I took a peek. I mean, because it was a weird noise that I couldn't pinpoint where it was coming from. And it eventually subsided, and mm-hmm. my wife figured out that it was the fireworks being shot off in D.C.
Yeah.
And not some shenanigans
not
going on in my neighborhood.
No, I heard that, too.
Oh, Mr. Bickle. Me.
Hey, buddy. Bickle. Yeah, we wondered what that was,
I didn't
too.
Hear anything out here. I'm out here in the country.
I'm surprised out in Olney you could hear that.
Definitely heard it.
Yeah.
Couldn't place what it was, but I heard it with my silly acute hearing. Okay? Finally attuned.
I mean, it kind of sounded – I mean, what did you think it sounded like?
I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
it was like a rumbling noise, and I couldn't place it.
Yeah, yeah, we heard the same thing too.
See, what would you do, by the way? What would you do if it was like an intruder, Cakes?
I don't know what I would do.
So you go outside.
I would. Here's what I would. The first thing I would do.
Two guys.
Is he a gun owner now or no?
The first thing I would do would be I would be ruining the fact that I have not yet purchased a gun.
My gun. Yeah.
And I know who I should buy one from, who will remain nameless, because this person doesn't use his gun, but that's another story for another
day. Well,
can
you buy it legally that way?
I'm not 100%
sure. You gotta own it legally, because then you can really be in a tangled web, Cakes.
I don't think it would be legal. At best, it would be, I think, what they call like a straw purchase. I don't even know if I'm getting that terminology correct. What would I do? I don't know what I would do. It's a good point. Grab a frying pan and hope that he didn't have a gun and try to smash him in the head with it. I don't know. I don't know what the course of action would be.
Well, I guess if they're away, you just say, get away.
And get away. Inside. Like a bad guy's going to
be
like,
not really going to work.
You know what? This homeowner said get away. So
well,
I think I'll take his advice.
Usually the bad guys are trying to find homes that are not occupied.
Right.
So. Yeah, but sometimes they don't care. All you got to do is watch Daily Mail every day, and you can see the break-ins.
Just
and
brazen just, home invasions happen all the
shootings.
Time, where they come in and pistol whip me, and they tie me up with zip ties and stuff me in the corner while they ransack my house.
Well,
I know how this works.
I mean, I live in a quiet neighborhood, but last week at the gas station on Connecticut Avenue, a mile from my house, a woman was carjacked, and in the process of it, she was just getting gas. You know, like, I don't even remember what time it was. I'm going to say 6 p.m. or something, right? She was just getting gas, and as the person approached her, she instinctively wanted to get her purse out of the car before the guy took the car. He pistol whipped her. he pistol whipped
right,
her
for no reason
in Chevy Chase, and then hopped in a car and drove off. Now she's fine, thank God. Traumatized for life. Thank God he didn't shoot her.
Yeah, right.
But it could happen anywhere.
I'm not surprised. That's the city. Chevy Chase is basically the city.
Well, it's a mile from the city.
There's kind of all kinds of knuckleheads running around down there.
You know, it doesn't happen very often, but I mean, it happens, you know, all over the country.
I got to tell you, the midweek, a lot of people were wondering why were we off yesterday. We said it.
You know what was silly?
You need to listen all 4 hours every day. We highly advise you listen in your car, on the radio, to the Junkies for 4 hours.
Have your whole life just be dominated by the Junk.
Yes, we said we were going to be off on Wednesday in lieu of Monday.
Correct.
We worked on Monday, which was a national holiday, Martin Luther King Day. And we took that day off in lieu of Inauguration Day because our boss, CK, had recommended that. And we said, you know what? Okay.
Sure. Right.
Instead of the 3-day weekend, we'll take
midday.
We'll break it up.
It was a little weird because I felt like it was the weekend for a second.
I kept thinking it was Saturday yesterday.
Right. And
totally.
So I wasn't necessarily ready. I had to keep reminding myself I had to work the next day.
Yeah. Oh, no, I had the same thing. I kept thinking it was Saturday. And it did kind of screw me up, but I did like it. I mean, if we ever got the Stern schedule where you had to work 4 days, breaking it up in the middle ain't bad because you work 2 days, then you're off.
It's silly. Not optimal, though.
I'd rather have the Monday
off. It sucked.
I liked it.
I'd rather have the Monday
off. You couldn't, like, do anything because, number one, you worked the day before, and number two, you had to work the day after.
Well, I mean, what were you really going to do?
Do you not do things on Saturday?
I'm just saying.
If they all
go together if you have a three-day weekend, but just having
three-day weekends are cool.
Having it in the middle of the week does nothing.
Well,
besides
sleeping in. Weird.
No, I like it. I mean, because you work 2 days, and you're off. Then you're going to work another 2 days, and we're off.
Now, these guys probably played some golf yesterday. I think
too cold. I
mean,
so much wind.
Cold and windy. Are you kidding?
He's playing in frost conditions. He's a maniac.
He tries not to, though. Nobody likes to play.
That's not any fun.
Yesterday was so extreme.
I mean,
it was. I was walking my dog, and I usually take her for a decent 2 or 3 miles. We went around a block once. So I said, "You're done. back to the house.
You're finished."
It was just miserable.
It was cold and raw yesterday morning. Yeah. Taking out like the recycling.
I did watch the Caps on Tuesday against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
Blowing a 3-1 lead and a 4-2 lead there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The dreaded 2-goal lead. I never
yeah,
two
goal
I always
lead.
Say that's the worst.
It's the most unsafe lead in hockey.
You understand why they say that, right, JB?
To me, the 1-goal lead is worse, but.
Oh, it's because they just attack, and you're really sort of vulnerable. They throw caution to the wind.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
And they were scoring.
Right.
So I watched that on Tuesday, and then, of course, we find out that all the Russians are hanging out together in a hotel room in Pittsburgh.
Right. Breaking protocols.
And the team.
Oh,
fine.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. All the Russians hanging out in the hotel room. Not supposed to do that.
We must hang out together. Yuri, come into my room. No need for mask. Just come hang. It's all good. We're on the road. Nobody know.
Oh, that's hilarious.
When are they
come on, Dimitri.
They're supposed to play Buffalo here. When is that game supposed to be? It's supposed to be next couple days, right?
Yeah, they have 2 days off after the Pens game, so that should be tomorrow. I have to pull up the sked.
They play tomorrow, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Are they going to play that game?
I don't think so. They can't play or practice.
Do you think a $100,000 fine stings Ted Leonsis?
Yes. He doesn't want to pay that.
So happy about
even
it.
Though, I mean, even though he's not going to change his life 1 second, it pisses you off. It's like a $50 ticket. It doesn't change your life, but it pisses you off. Hmm. Right?
So
you don't want to pay it.
They're scheduled to play Buffalo tomorrow. They got a game Friday and a game Sunday with Buffalo, but I'm not sure they're going to play tomorrow.
Right. I didn't know that. Ovi's
in the COVID. He messed around.
I have chilled vodka shots, everyone. Open the door. Let's hang.
Well, they're now. I don't know if you noticed this, and this is not
Russians only.
So I assume all the Russians have the COVID.
So I don't understand. Are you just supposed to sit in your hotel room by yourself?
That's the protocol.
Basically, yes.
Playing what? Just
you act like we don't do that on every road trip that we take.
I think you're only supposed to leave for team meetings and for food. You're not supposed to hang out leisurely.
I mean, how much porn can you watch? I mean, what else are you supposed to do?
I know. I mean, they were on the road for, what, Thursday, the 13th through the 20th.
It's the longest road trip to start their season in franchise history.
It's okay to sit next to your teammates on the bench, but it's not okay to sit next to your teammate in a hotel room.
That is correct.
Obi said, I will learn from this experience. I regret my choice to spend time together with my teammates in a hotel room and away from the locker room areas.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most sarcastic
of course.
Statement ever.
He's F you.
All right, got to take a break. It is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show if you want to chime in on that. Chime in on the Washington Football Team GM search or anything else. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. We'll be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Time now to open up the Junkie Sports page, brought to you by Software AG Government Solutions, home of WebMethods, the world's most capable integration platform.
Martin Mayhew coming back to Washington, Cakesy. He is coming back to the team. He, of course, was the VP of player personnel for San Francisco for a couple of years. He was a longtime GM with the Lions for at least 7 or 8 years, but now he's coming back to Washington, and the 49ers will not be rewarded with the comp third-round draft pick because Marty Herney will take on the GM title. So Martin Mayhew coming back. Of course, this is how long ago he played. He was drafted in the 10th round.
Wow.
Yeah,
could you imagine having to endure a 10-round draft at this point?
10th round in 1988. What college did he go to, Cakes?
Martin Mayhew went to
ACC.
He's an ACC guy. Martin Mayhew, he is a Demon Deacon.
Nope. He is a Seminole.
Ah, he's a Florida State guy. Did not know that.
Anyway, so he is back and joining the front office.
So our guy Chris Russell, I think, was all over that when he said that he thought that it wasn't going to be done when Marty Herney was hired. So they've added two guys to the personnel office. So I would imagine that would mean that Kyle Smith is gone.
Probably. I would guess at this point that he's going to seek employment elsewhere.
Right.
And he should get scooped up pretty quickly, I would think.
Oh, yeah, of course he will.
I mean, he's pretty highly regarded around here, but apparently not by Ron Rivera and his staff. They've chosen to go with Herney and Mayhew.
Mm-hmm.
And look, you can't blame Rivera for wanting to work with guys that he's worked with before and then to hire other guys who have a lot of front office experience that Kyle Smith just doesn't have. He's more on the scout side than, you know, the GM slash administrative side. So he's chosen to go in a different direction. And he's the one with all the clout in the front office. So what Ron says goes.
Yep. For all those people that were worried that Ron had too much on his plate, not only does he have one guy helping out, now he's got two.
That is correct. Two guys with experience. So we'll see what moves they make next. We talked about this last segment. Alex Ovechkin and three caps added to the NHL's COVID-19 list yesterday. Team was fined $100,000 by the league. They violated coronavirus protocols. So Ovechkin is now, he was with Kuzi, Dmitry Orlov, and Ilya Samsonov hanging out in a hotel room. I assume it was in Pittsburgh, but I guess it could have been Buffalo.
So they're going to have to add another goalie to the roster, most likely. Maybe Phoenix Copley comes up, or Craig Anderson, the 39-year-old who they brought in.
The Caps did say that they were disappointed by the players' choices to interact in their hotel room and outside of team-approved areas. Also, five players from the Carolina Hurricanes are on the league's COVID-19 list, and those teams' games were called off by the league through at least Saturday. So now it's really starting to hit the NHL. The Caps, of course, are scheduled to play tomorrow here against Buffalo and then Sunday against Buffalo here. But we'll see. I'm not sure that Friday game is going to be played.
Well, like I was saying during the last break, I know you guys lost me. The WHO recommends now that they do two tests to try to eliminate all these false positives and all these people that are not contagious at all. So maybe the leagues will start to adopt this, and that'll be great.
I just think the leagues are trying to do their best to get the games going, because I think the NHL said they were on pace to lose billions of dollars, so they don't want to lose any games at all. And so they're really laying the hammer down, because you see what's happening here with the Washington Wizards. They're losing games, and maybe they'll be able to make it up, but that just means a loss of a tremendous amount of money if these games aren't televised. Even if they're not having fans in the stands, they're losing some money with the games not being televised.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's big.
Hemorrhaging
it's
big money in all aspects of it.
So the NBA postponed Friday's game with the Bucks for the Wiz. They have not played since they played Phoenix on, I believe that was January 11th.
So they did postpone Friday?
They did.
Because as of Shepherd, last night, it was on.
No, I think Shepherd reached out to the NBA because they only have eight guys practicing.
I think that they said they wanted him to play, but then the team reached out and said, we got it. And I don't even think they've been able to practice.
Well, I thought yesterday was the first day, maybe today, that they could practice. I thought they announced that. I know when I went to bed.
No, it was yesterday, but it was just a light shoot-around. So they didn't even – I mean, they can't scrimmage unless you throw it, you know, assistant coaches in there.
Throw those dudes in the mix.
In some ways, I think it's good for the Wizards because weren't they going to be without Westbrook? Not that they were winning a bunch of games with Russell Westbrook, but Westbrook was going to be out for a period of time, and he still may not be ready to return. But it's given them a couple weeks to rehab for free without missing games.
That's true. So they have not played since January 11th. That was against Phoenix.
I've already chalked this up as a doomed season. This season it's just doomed from
the
start.
No way to turn it around. I still think
he's saying even if they're healthy,
impossible. No way.
It just kind of feels like
a mess. I saw a rumor, EB, that they lost Thomas Bryant. For the season, their big man, and so. And they cut your guy
Pashisneeks.
It wasn't a rumor. I guess it was on NBC Sports Washington. I can't remember who wrote it. And they're like, well, what about Alex Len? Apparently, he's a free agent right now.
Oh, really?
Well, that's fine.
Back. He's already been on three or four NBA teams.
Underwhelming.
He's well traveled.
God bless him. But underwhelming.
Was he the number four pick? Five pick?
Four or five? Yeah, he was in that range.
So these are the players that are in protocol: Bertans, Rui, Denny, Troy Brown, Ish Smith, and Mo Wagner. Mm-hmm. I assume they either all have COVID or it was contact tracing. Who knows? So, sixth game now canceled by the league for the Wiz.
What are you going to do? It is what it is. It's just the world we live in right now.
I know.
Just hopefully everybody's fine.
Bradley Beal, apparently, he and Westbrook said that they wanted to talk to the league because the league was trying to push them to play with just those eight players, and I guess they were adding some guys from the G League or whatever, but they did decide to cancel that game.
Every night, at 5 p.m. before I get my DFS sweat in, I scroll through all the names that are available in the player pool, and like every fourth or fifth name has a red O and then C19 next to it.
Right.
Scroll through. Who's available? Who can I play? Who's the cheap play tonight? Who's available? I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy trying to field that DFS lineup every night.
So we'll see what happens on Friday. So last night in the NBA, Kyrie was back.
He was.
After
we're talking
pause.
About a high-scoring game.
147-135, double overtime, but they lose to Cleveland. So the big three, who are now the favorites to win the East, depending on where you look. But now the favorites to win the Eastern Conference with those three lose to Cleveland. The big three did combine for 96 points, but no one guarded Colin Sexton because he dropped 42.
What about the small two for the Nets, Joe Harris and DeAndre Jordan? The pieces that I felt like I had to have.
Joe's coming off the bench now. They moved him to the bench.
Yeah, he did play from off. He had 42 minutes off the bench.
Yes. Right.
But didn't shoot the ball very well. Finished with 6 points in 42 minutes.
Kyrie actually shot well. Look, I didn't see the game. What it tells me is they basically have Harden running the point because Harden was in double-digit assists.
Yep.
And Kyrie only had a couple of assists.
Yeah, Kyrie was jacking him up.
I think he took like 27 shots.
They didn't play any D.
Yep.
All right, so elsewhere in the NBA, the Hawks beat the Pistons cakes 123-115. Clint Capella had 27 points and 26 boards.
Oh, that's like an Andre Drummond-esque type of line.
I mean, it's just absurd.
That's crazy.
Trae Young had 38 in the game.
What about Kevin Herter?
Kevin Herter played 39 minutes, 6 for 12, hit 3 threes, finished with 17.
He's not a bad pro.
Not bad.
No, he's not. He's not a bad pro. But there were some stupid numbers being put up last night in the NBA. A lot of overs last night.
You know who's become just a guy?
Love those.
On the other side of that game, Detroit. Remember when Blake Griffin was unbelievable?
His numbers are awful.
He's so pedestrian.
But you know who's blossoming for the Pistons is Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, DeMatha.
His numbers have been crazy good this season.
He had 32 last night. Suns beat the Rockets 109-103. The reason I bring this game up is John Wall missed another game. They did get Eric Gordon back, but John Wall did not play. Depot finished at 22. I want to say this is the fourth game that Wall's missed.
Haven't we joked out that trade may be a lose-lose for both teams? Yeah,
the very rare lose-lose swap of players.
Right, exactly.
Guys can't get on the court. Teams are losing.
Old, banged up.
Huge salaries.
Just big bloated contracts.
Right.
All right, so we always talk about the teams in the NFL that are going to have quarterback questions or issues in the offseason, needs. So add the Colts now because Phillip Rivers decided to call it quits after 17 years. He announced that on, I guess he announced it Wednesday morning. So Phillip Rivers is retiring, so now you can add the Colts to the list of a bunch of teams that need quarterbacks.
Did Rivers ever make it to a Super Bowl? Did he make it to a Super Bowl once or just never only to a championship?
I don't believe he made it to a Super Bowl. Off the top of my head, I don't think he did. No.
No. I don't think he did. But I still think he's a Hall of Famer. I don't care what people say. The numbers are too big. You know, maybe not a first ballot. But, he's going to eventually, I think, end up in there.
I think that they made it to at least one AFC title game where they may have imploded from –
What about the year where he played with the torn ACL? I can't remember. Was that just like in the first round playoff game that he did that? Or was that late in the playoffs?
I think
playoffs?
He tore it in the first playoff game and they won. I think he played the next week.
Played the next week, right?
Pretty sure, yeah. Yeah, they won some playoff games while he was there.
I mean, he finished with – I mean, his numbers were just dumb. I mean, again, very durable. Basically played every single game from 06 on. But finished with 63,000 yards, 421 touchdowns, 209 picks, but a career rating of 96, 95, somewhere in there.
He had 12 4,000-yard seasons.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I think he goes in. I think it's a no-brainer, but maybe you wait a couple
years. I don't
know
if it's a no-brainer because I feel like if you start putting in the Matt's, if you start putting him in, then you're going to put in Matt Stafford, and you can put every quarterback.
You put the great ones.
A lot more playoff games than Stafford.
How many? Yeah.
Stafford needs to play a lot more years to be considered for the Hall. And he's got to put up productive years, too.
But Stafford could do it if he puts up another 5 to 7 years of huge numbers. I mean, listen, if you have huge numbers for an extremely long time
You know what? I would add a compiler wing to the Hall of Fame.
My only problem is, you know
how great you have to be to play 17 years and to throw
you
for
have to
all
be
those yards?
Very durable. I understand that. But to me,
you also have to be
never
good.
Was a top five quarterback in the league, really. Like, if you pulled
out sure
every
true.
Year, I don't think you're going to put him in the top five because he played in the Brady Manning era.
So you're already going to start down there. And like I was trying to see if he ever made All-Pro. And I made Pro Bowl, but I don't think he ever made All-Pro.
Right. And how many Pro Bowls did he make?
Eight or nine.
That's a lot, dude. That's Hall of Fame. Sorry.
He's going in.
You could Gus Frerotte in there once in your career, but you don't do that eight times.
Look, he was playing in a passing league, and yeah, there were some great quarterbacks that were probably better, but his numbers are undeniable. They just are.
Yeah.
He's never got the best. He's got five playoff wins. Stafford has zero.
I'm pretty sure he was top five a few of those years.
Sure.
Pretty sure.
NFL.com ranks Rivers as the fifth greatest quarterback never to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Who are the four ahead of him?
Four, Tarkenton, three, Marino. Cunningham, two, Kelly, yeah. one, Marino.
Oh, they have Randall Cunningham ahead of him?
Yes, they do.
Wow. Hmm. Is Cunningham in the Hall of Fame?
No,
I don't think so. It's probably not.
But 420 touchdowns and 63,000 yards, I mean, he's got to go.
Come on,
in.
Man.
Maybe not first bout, like you said.
Those are legendary numbers.
Absolutely.
And I would rank him ahead of Randall Cunningham. Although Randall's skill set was absurd.
Well, like, EB, I just punched up a random year, right? Like 2010. Mm-hmm. And here are your quarterbacks. Look, I think he's really good. He's on the bubble for me. But 2010, you've got Brady Manning. You still have Breeze. You have Big Ben. You have Brett Favre. Then you get in kind of the Philip Rivers, Tony Romo category. You know, you get Aaron Rodgers, by the way. I just don't think he was ever really top five. I think he was always in kind of that 6 to 10 range, and that's why he doesn't have any MVPs or any All Pros.
I don't know.
But you still can't discount it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the difference between him and Eli, because we always had that debate about Eli Manning, is he a Hall of Famer? Is Eli won two Super Bowls, and Philip Rivers was probably a better overall regular season quarterback, but he never accomplished anything in the playoffs.
I know, but he's better than Eli. Sorry, he just is. Just because Eli was able to hoist those trophies, hey, God bless him.
I don't know that Eli should get in, personally.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
It's not Hall of Pretty Good. It's Hall of Fame.
Well, Rivers' numbers are better than Warren Moon's. Now, Warren Moon wasn't playing in kind of the passing era. He started to in the mid-90s, but his numbers are better than Warren Moon's.
What about go to like 2008, like those numbers that year, 34 touchdowns, 11 picks. He led the league in touchdowns. He led the league in touchdown percentage. Looks like he led the league in yards per attempt. He looks like he led the league in quarterback rating. He was a top five quarterback that year. He had to have been. Quarterback rating of 105.
So
2008, I see him as number 12.
I don't know how that's possible.
Breeze, Cutler, Warner.
And what is that based on?
Donovan McNabb, Peyton Manning, Aaron
What is that based
Rodgers.
On? Yards? You're looking at yards?
I don't know. I just punched up Pro Football Reference.
JP, I think he's in. Maybe not first ballot, but he's in.
He's going to be in.
He's in, but you kind of crinkle your nose at him like, eh.
Well, that's
Come
only
on,
because.
Man.
I do.
The guy had a great career. Went to 8 Pro Bowls. He's a legend.
I would say he had a really good career.
No. Dude, oh 63,000 yards isn't great. 420.
He's a compiler.
Hold on.
He's
420 touchdowns.
Yeah, he compiled great seasons.
He was able to play for basically 20 years. Hence, he compiled a lot of really good numbers.
I mean, come on.
Well, give him credit for that.
I do. I would. He would be your first ballot Hall of really good.
I think you're crazy.
My standards are higher for Hall of Fame than yours, apparently.
Let's see. He is fifth all-time in passing touchdowns. Fifth.
Yeah.
You're telling me the guy in the top five in touchdowns isn't going to the Hall? You are nuts.
Again, but in 10 years, he's going to be out of the top five. Guys are just going to zoom past him. And I understand it's a byproduct of the era that guys are playing in. Look, we agree to disagree.
Yeah, I do disagree with you. All right, I don't know if guys going to zoom past him. 420 is a ton.
Yeah. All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. It is an open line Thursday here on the Junkies.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. 800-636-1067 is the number on an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. We put up a Junkies poll at Junks Radio. The Junkies poll today, presented by Van Meter Homes. Is Philip Rivers a Hall of Famer? Most of the guys here say yes right now. Early voting, 53% yes, 47% no.
Well, people are insane.
I mean, that's basically right down the middle.
Right.
That could be closer.
Because I agree with you, Cakes. He's kind of that Hall of Famer, but you kind of crinkle your nose and go, all right, I guess we'll put him in.
Hold on. In 2008, he was, if he wasn't one, he was two. I mean, he led the league in touchdowns.
He
led the league in like four or five different categories. I mean, he's definitely a top two or three quarterback.
Yeah, but just the fact that you're mining, looking for a
year. Well, it's just the first year I thought of.
A year or two that validates him, that tells me that the smell test on him, it smells like the milk may be turning sour on him.
Yeah, but well, what about the 2008 Pro Bowls, Cakes?
Pro Bowls mean nothing to me. Those
stupid
popularity
contests. In 2008, you would have taken five or six quarterbacks ahead of Philip Rivers.
All-Pro means something. How many All-Pros does he have? Does he have any?
Zero.
Well, when you're in the same era as Aaron Rodgers, you shouldn't have to take that. You don't hold that against him. He wasn't better than
Aaron. Of course you do. You measure guys up against each other.
He was behind a lot of guys. So if you think in every era you should have 10 quarterbacks, okay.
I don't.
You can have a third of the league. But
I don't. But if you've had your moment at times and you put up ridiculous numbers throughout your career.
I just look at the total numbers. I'm not looking at the all pros. I'm not looking at leading the league in certain categories. I'm just looking at total numbers over 17 years, 420 passing touchdowns, top five, 63,000 yards. That's too many to overlook. I got to put him in. Again, we can debate whether he's a first ballot guy, but he's going in.
Of course he's going in. I don't even think he might even go in first ballot.
He might
even go in first ballot.
He might.
I just don't know how you do
it. I don't think he's a first ballot. He doesn't strike me as a first ballot guy. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm on an insane island here. I don't know.
I think you might be, Cakes. I love
you,
but I think you might be.
He'd be the year before in 2007, for example. I mean, these are just guys who were better than him. Tom Brady, Big Ben, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre. You know, and at that time,
Kurt Warner, Hall of Famers.
Donovan McNabb, Tony Romo. These were guys having better years.
That was his second year starting. That was his second year starting. By his third year, he hit his stride. How about in 2010, where he threw for 4,700 yards, 30 touchdowns, just 13 picks? I mean, come on.
Like I said, I went through it. There were probably at least five guys that would take
ahead of Philip Rivers. He averaged 294 yards per game. I mean, these are ridiculous numbers.
He had great numbers. I'm just saying there were better quarterbacks during his era. There just were.
One, two, three,
yeah, well,
four,
that era
five.
Is going to produce a ton of Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Right, which is where I probably differ with you guys. Like, I'm not going to put 10 guys in from the era. That's almost one-third of the teams in the league.
I wouldn't necessarily put 10 guys, but I'll look at that. Let me look at 2010. I know I don't want to belabor it, but it is kind of fun to argue. In 2010, let's just look at the quarterbacks that year, and I'll see how many ultimately I think should be in the Hall of Fame. Forget about what they did that year.
All right.
But I gotta
what year is this, 2010?
I'm going to go in 2010.
Okay.
Player stats.
Well, it's going to include
Brady,
it's
Manning.
It's going to include Manning. It's going to include Brees. It's going to include Big Ben. It's going to include Brett Favre.
Well, because they're all Hall of Famers. It's a great era. It was a quarterback. It was a sick era.
Matt Ryan.
Yeah, it's just a sick era that year.
Matt Ryan will probably go in, too. His numbers are going to be very similar, if not better.
Matt Ryan, I would put actually a notch below Philip Rivers, but that's just my sniff test. But you're probably right.
I mean, Matt Ryan right now is ninth on passing all-time passing yards. So right. he's gonna zoom past Rivers. I assume he's gonna play, you know, three or four more.
So
years
2010, yeah, I would have Brady in there. I'm just basing it on touchdowns. Brady, Manning, Breeze, Philip Rivers for sure, Aaron Rodgers for sure. But after that, that's probably about it. If you want to argue Eli, Big Ben gets to go in for all of his postseason success.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you were in Virginia, and you wanted to bet on whether Philip Rivers was going to the Hall of Fame, you're going to be able to do that on FanDuel.
Because
FanDuel.
This is big news.
FanDuel is, I believe they're launching today. Their app goes live. I'm pretty sure their app goes live in Virginia today.
That's what somebody told me. They've already placed their bet.
This is a big deal. FanDuel Sportsbook, right? Because obviously sports betting is blowing up all over the country. There's all these companies are getting involved. Apps blowing up everywhere. There's a limited amount of states that have it, but you can add Virginia now that FanDuel is live.
You can kick your live bookie right to the curb. Say, you're finished. I'm doing this legally.
Start your account with FanDuel, man.
That's right.
This is a big deal, and we'll talk more about it as we get more information. But you should really pay attention to this.
Well, I also want to say, I don't know, Drab was like giving us instructions during the break. I'm trying to get into my Entercom email. I have to go to my old phone to get in because it's like quadruple protected to get
it's like trying to sell and buy Bitcoin.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Same level of encryption.
Well, the company email is not that important.
Bottom line is it's come to Virginia and it's only a matter of time. The dominoes are falling, right?
Oh, yeah.
They added, you know, Gambit in DC, so you can bet when you go to a game, if we're ever allowed to go back to games, you're going to have that sports book where the old Green Turtle was, right?
Yep.
You can make bets in D.C. Now you're going to be able to do it in Virginia. Eventually, it's going to hit all 50
I mean, what
states.
Is Maryland
it's just
waiting
domino,
for?
Domino, domino, domino.
Why is Maryland dragging their feet? What is happening? Why is there not already a sports book at MGM National Harbor?
No idea.
I mean, well, what's going on? Let's fire this thing up.
They
are dragging their feet. Now, this isn't the cakes, though. This isn't at an actual location. Not that eventually we'll get to a location. This is just an app.
Oh, yeah. This is here on the phone.
But at some point, you're going to be able to do that in Maryland, too.
Correct.
Like, at some point.
Don't understand.
Well, Maryland's coming, believe me, because I'm a part of this deal. Jason and I are doing these endorsements. And let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be able to like adjust the lines. And what do they call that, Jason?
The
odds booths.
Yeah, we get to do all the odds boosting and stuff. So if we could do whatever we want. Okay, they'll have to approve it. But like, if we want to bet on the over, or if we want to goof on Lurch, we could go the other way.
We're gonna have a lot of contests. It's gonna be really cool.
Yeah, and do it all the time, and just give people incentive to get involved with it.
So make sure
we're gonna have a lot of good fun with it.
Put a little stash away of money.
Get
from
that
your paychecks.
Slush fund ready.
Yeah, get that betting fund ready for your FanDuel app, because it's coming. We'll have more information, I think, tomorrow on this. But we just wanted to get it out there that FanDuel, their sports app, is up and running in the state.
And already, if you go right now, sign up, and your first bet, if you just go to FanDuel.com, you could see, in Virginia, sign up now, get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 when they're live. They'll give you a refund of up to $1,000 in site credit. So
that's called a free bet. It's a free play, my friend.
It's a free roll. Yeah. Who doesn't love a free roll?
I mean, come on.
Free rolls are the best.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't everybody sign up for a $1,000 free roll?
They would. They would and they should.
Real quick, let's go to Tyler in Tampa on line one. Tyler, you're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's going on, boys? How you doing today?
Hey, Tyler.
What's up, man?
Hey, so EV kind of beat it to me, but I thought it was kind of weird that JP was bringing up all Hall of Famers to be the reason why Philip Rivers isn't a Hall of Famer by saying that they're better than him in his era. I mean, the era was just chock full of Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and we should be thankful that we had a chance to watch them. But I have a second thing that I want to bring up. You guys were talking about Deshaun Watson the other day and possibly making all these crazy trades for him, and it's understandable because you have to do something at the quarterback position. But, you know, Deshaun's going to cost so much for this organization that's already been riddled and is climbing their way back out of the hole from the RG3 trade. You know, and Deshaun Watson, for the most part, has done nothing in Houston. Before he got there, the Houston Texans were already a playoff team with Ryan Mallett, if you remember that. And he's had no more success than what Ryan Mallett had there in a division that really wasn't that good. In the-
okay, but I mean, you're going to compare Ryan Mallett's skill set to Deshaun Watson's? I mean, come on. Let's be real, you can't
make the argument that the quarterback position is not important, so Ryan Mallett proves that the quarterback position is not important. That's a laughable position.
How many starts does Ryan Mallett have under his belt in the NFL?
Ryan Mallett started a total of 4 games.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like,
2 with Houston, I think.
Why is Tyler trolling us with the insane Ryan Mallett is greater than Deshaun Watson?
I think you can't overestimate the importance of the position, in my opinion.
I think it's just because they were 4-12 this year, but we know they lost – you know, his top receiver in Hopkins. They were a mess. They fired their coach.
They're in salary cap hell.
Right. I mean,
that's not Deshaun Watson's fault.
Yep. All right, got to take a break.
By the way, I think you should put Phillip Rivers in the Hall of Fame specifically just because he's got 9 kids with the same woman.
800
Same baby's mama, Hall of Famer.
800-636-1067 is the number. Open line Thursday here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.